Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. James Corbett here, CorbettReport.com, out here in the lovely sunny climes of Western Japan with a follow-up to my recent announcement of the return of the Film, Literature, and the New World Order series. Yes, in case you haven't seen it yet, the FLNWO podcast is being revivified and returning in all its glory with a discussion on Powerless by Harry Turtledove. I hope you have your copy. I hope you have read it. If you have, and if you are interested in joining a discussion on this book with myself and John C.A. Manley, we are going to be talking about this book. If you would like to get in on that discussion and ask questions and leave comments live on air, then boy, do I have a treat for you. Yes, if you did see my previous announcement on the return of FLNWO, you will remember that I was pondering the question of how to solve the puzzle, how to crack the nut of having an online book club. How does that work? How do we facilitate communication and discussion? Well, in an effort to potentially answer that question, I've decided to run the first ever Corbett Report live stream. Yes, I do not generally live stream Corbett Report material, but for FLNWO, we will make the exception so that, specifically so that you can join in on the discussion of the book and interact with me and my guest, John, live there on air. If you are interested in such an opportunity, well, boy, is it your lucky day. If you are a Corbett Report member, please sign on to CorbettReport.com, go to the latest Corbett Report newsletter on the Claude Delusion, and scroll all the way down through the editorial and all the way through the recommended reading, listening, and viewing, and all the way through the subscriber discount at the New World Next Week store. And there at the very, very, very bottom of the newsletter, you will find the link that you can use to join this live stream discussion. Awesome. Great. So the discussion itself will be taking place on Monday, May 17th. The 18th. Monday is the 18th, James. At 9 p.m. Japanese time. That will be 2 p.m. for my guest, John, who is in the Netherlands. And it will be 8 a.m. if you happen to be on the east coast of North America in New York or Toronto, Eastern Daylight Time, which I recognize is not a time that will work out for everyone in the potential audience. But such are the verities of intercontinental communication. Welcome to my world. So if you have read the book, if you are interested in discussing the book, and if you are a Corbett Report member, please do log in, go to the newsletter, and you will find the link there at the very bottom of the newsletter. Now, caveat as usual, I always have to remind people the newsletter is not an email. It is a post on the website. You can find it on the menu bar, newsletter, or it will be up there in the top recent posts, and you'll be able to find this week's newsletter. It's called The Claude Delusion, which, by the way, is, if I may say so myself, a very fascinating, philosophically engaging take on Richard Dawkins' recent discovery of the consciousness of Claude and what that really means. So I hope you'll stick around for the editorial. But anyway, the link to the FLNWO, the inaugural FLNWO live stream, is there in the newsletter. I hope you enjoy that, and let's give it a try. See if it works. You will be able to chat and comment live on air as John C.A. Manley and myself, we discuss Powerless by Harry Turtledove. And I would recommend, if you have read the book, I would also recommend you read Vaclav Havel's essay, The Power of the Powerless, which is obviously part of the inspiration for this novel. But having said that, I'm looking forward to seeing you very soon on the live stream. If you don't manage to catch the live stream, don't worry. Of course, I will post that entire live stream as a podcast later on in the week after Brock has a chance to edit and beautify it and make it exciting and entertaining. But that being said, looking forward to doing this. I think this might be the way to proceed with the Film, Literature, and the New World Order podcast. Let's find out.